We've just been talking about nicknames. The conductor's taken off. What about Took Miller, the pothole? Everyone tries to avoid him. Do you like that one?
I do. Ben Cunnington, a lot coming through for him, actually. Teflon, nothing sticks. What about calling Cunnington the bollard? If you hit into him, you always come off second best, short and stumpy.
What about Nick Larkey? Suva.
Yeah, great nick. That is one of the best nicknames.
Simple, but
that's ever been given to anybody. You wouldn't have come up with that.
I didn't.
Had it been back in the day, and he turned up at Melbourne, there's no way known you would have been clever enough to come up with Suva.
That is his nickname, and Suva, I can call him that. Kicked a lazy seven on the weekend, and he's been good enough to join us. How you going, Suva?
Hey guys, yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. We love a good nickname here. How long have you had it?
I reckon I had it no one really called me that in high school, but I reckon it really took off when I was when I got to the club. Lukey Mack bought right into it, and he's a loud character at the club, so you just say it all the time, and then sort of stuck from there, I guess. But my auntie is actually Sue, and middle name starts with a V, so she's the Don Suva.
She's the original Suva.
Yeah. I can't claim the actual.
Magnificent.
Oh, we love that.
Hey, what a great game it was on the weekend, not only for yourself. Seven in the modern day is nearly 10 in the old, and so you kick beautifully. But your footy club, David Noble comes in, takes over a side that has been kicked around a fair bit and gets kicked around early in the piece as he tries to implement his game plan. But it would look to all observers that you've got a good handle on it now and you've been playing some fantastic footy.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome after the bite. We're just finally seeing some of the reward of the sticking to the process, which we've been talking about all year, and Nobes has done such a good job at making sure we stay online with the focuses we had from the start. And since the bye, we've been driven, and that's what he's wanted, a driven group. But it's nice to finally, for it to finally start turning, because, it was hard going at the start of the year, but we were a young group, and, now we've got a bit of chemistry together. It's turning for us, which is good.
Did you feel it building, even when you weren't winning games? Did you think, we are getting better? This is really starting to fall into place as a group?
Yeah, absolutely. And Nobes is great at we had some pretty bad losses at the start of the year, and previous years would come in often, and it's hard to take positives. But Nobes is so good at picking out the positives and the good stuff that he did see from those sort of performances, and it keeps your, I suppose, spirits high, which is important. I found important anyway to keep going on to the next week. Even when we lost by 130 or so points to the Dogs, like massive loss, we came in and, we addressed the stuff that isn't acceptable as a team. But, they made sure to keep a focus on the positives as well, which, it's an important thing for us. But and it's worked, so it's been good.
Tony, Nick Larkey, magnificent from the Roos at the weekend kick. So how much easier is it to play as a forward when the team is playing like that?
Oh, mate, it was an unreal day for forwards. It's funny. I don't think I did too much different personally that I have been in previous weeks. It's just when the ball movement, it flows like that, you reap the rewards as a key forward or as forwards in general. And, we were so good. Our scores off turnover. The ball would just whip back down the other end real quick, and it's hard. It's really hard to defend that. So, it was awesome to be a forward down there. You live for days like that.
10 goals from the back half, so it opened up nicely. And exactly right. What about, are you still living with Cam Zuha?
No, we moved out about a year ago. Had to part ways, but I'm living with my brother and two mates from school now, so that's good.
Did the club tell you had to part ways, you two, just to give yourself a bit of separation?
I think it was a mutual decision between the clubs.
And Nick, yeah. Gary, he's been desperate to get somebody to paint him. He wants to be entered into the Archibald Prize. I believe you're a talented painter of some note. Is that right?
Yeah, I do a bit. I like to do a bit on the side. Yeah, it's I don't know. I've always done from high school. I sort of got into it. So yeah, Gary, mate, if you want a painting of yourself, I'm sure we can work something out, mate.
I'm having a look at some of your work online here. You've got a nice little abstract eye, I would have thought. How did this all start?
A couple of mates of mine were into spray. I like doing spray work, mural work, and canvas work a bit. But I had a couple of mates in high school who were into it early, and then I don't know. It sort of just went from there. I was like had a knack for it, so I just stuck with it.
Sorry, we haven't seen some of your best work on the trains that have been going past, have we?
No, not on the trains, Tim. But it's got to start somewhere.
Yep. No, you've done some great work. I like it. Hey, we were talking earlier. I've got this bit of an obsession at the moment with players' ability to kick inside 50 particularly and see things that are obvious. And we're in the cheap seat. We're watching from we don't see all the pressures. But I tell you what, that young man, Will Phillips, in a short space of time, seems to be one of those ones that does see it and does execute. Can you give us a little insight into your number three pick?
Yeah, no, he's a great fella, first of all. But, I certainly noticed that as well, especially on the weekend. I was on the end of a couple of really nice kicks inside 50 from Philo. But it makes all the difference when your kicks lead into space. And it's a hard one because, like, you try to get on – you always just want to be on the – as you know, you want to be on the same page as the kicker. So, but some kickers, you know, they want you to lead first. Some kickers are waiting for you to lead. So, like, when you get on the same page as one and it clicks, you're going to get first use to the ball. And that sort of happened. We do a fair bit of work at training just with all the blows who are kicking the pill inside 50, just as to when to lead, what the right time is. And it differs for each player. So, and on the weekend, yeah, it clicks with quite a few players, especially for me, which I was really pleased with because it makes my job easier when it's kicked beautifully like that. So yeah, he draws the pill up, but he's got such a hard worker, Will Phillips. Like he's been underrated, I reckon, with how he's gone. He plays a certain role for us in the team, but boys like that, you know, play midfield in TAC Cup and they're the best players in the team because they rack and stack numbers around the pill, but you know, when they come in, sometimes they're not always going to be in the number one midfield spot, so they have to fit in around the ground. And Philo's played a great role for us when he has come in, so he's going to be a good player for us.
No, it's exciting. He did kick one stage where you hadn't moved, which I'm going to have a look at tonight.
Yeah.
You just put it into a hole, and then you got there. And I see that, you go, gee, there's a kid who knows what he's doing. So exciting times ahead for him.
You got a lot of good young kids, though, now just starting to develop under this new coach and a new game plan too, Nick. And I was talking about Davies Uniacke this morning and how he's really starting to blossom around the ball too. There's some real talent there in your midfield.
Yeah, there is. And it's all sort of coming into fruition. I reckon it's just been good when we've had a lot of those players playing last year, but we had Cunners injured a lot of the time, and having Cunners around the ball, like as the statesman, has just allowed a lot of those younger players, to flourish a lot more because. I don't know. Cunners is such an amazing player that he just allows all those other players to get better. But LDU's been unreal. So is Jai. So is Taron as well in the midfield. Even Stevo when he goes in there's really stepped up. So yeah, LDU just his like ability to find that or his movement in traffic and then get free and sort of break tackles. It's going to be super important for us. And then he's only going to get like all those players are only going to get better as. Where you get better as a team and as they mature as players. So, hopefully we won't be so reliant on Cunners to do so much of the grunt work. And then, those players will step up in the future.
And so, like Simkin to Walsh was such a big move. I mean, Walsh still got the ball, but you reduced his effectiveness overall and his ability to be able to break the lines and open up the play for Carlton.
Yeah, he did a great job of that, and they, it wasn't a tag role. It was Nobes is good with that. He doesn't want to, you know, sort of succumb to just taking one of our players out just so we take one of their players out. It's more a conscious sort of run with role, and then, you know, get used offensively when it's your turn to go as well. And Jai did such a good job of that. I think he had 30-odd, and he played around and a heap of tackles. So he played a really good game, as that balancing mid, playing defensively and offensively.
We're talking to the artist, Nick Larkey, kicked 7 for the Kangaroos at the weekend. He's painted portraits of Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, and the late cricketer Phil Hughes. Of the teammates there at North Melbourne at the moment, who do you think would be the most interesting face to paint?
Oh, jeez, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I reckon Aiden Bonner, just because he's got such a massive head. you need a couple canvases. You can do a triptych. You know what a triptych is?
No.
Three canvases lined up against his
head. That's just for his head.
His head. So I like to do Bond.
Hey, Nick, it's been a great chat. First time for us. And I can tell you, we get the real-time feedback as we go. So messages come through as we talk, and a lot of positive stuff coming through for you. Not the cliched footballer, answers the questions. What a joy to listen to. So there you go. Great feedback, and we appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thanks, lads. Thanks.
Do you do murals as well, Nick, just quickly before you go?
Yeah, I do.
Wouldn't mind putting one. I jumped over the pack back in 1981 in the Escort Cup Grand Final. I wouldn't mind one of those up on the Landrum wall.
Oh, God. Yeah, absolutely,
mate. Righto, we might commission you to do a bit of work for us. There he is, Nick Larkey. What a good chat he was. And he was just sensational on the weekend. 7 goals, 34-11. But how good the interview when you get a fella like that?
There was a touch of serendipity about that interview.
Well, he reminded you of who?
No, it was just the fact that it was an unexpected, pleasant surprise. All that.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he was so good talking this morning. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed it immensely.
Well, let's put our top 10 interviews down for the year.
He's right up there.
Have you got him in the top 10?
I've got him in the top 8. Yeah, I've got
in
him
the
in the top
8?
No, the top 10. The top 10. All right. Managed to get away a good question.
We might have had 10. Oh, you did get a good question away.